And now for our story. Yesterday we heard Dr. Benson tell Max Tilly that he had discovered the cause of Mary Southern's sudden illness. A peculiar type of poison induced into the water. And it seemed from all the deductions Max and Dr. Benson could make that the poison must have been placed in the health water after it got to the bottling works in the basement of Benjamin Carter's hotel. Max suspects Carter, but Dr. Benson thinks it's ridiculous that Carter would do such a thing in view of all he has to lose by it. But Max is going to carry out his own investigation, and we're wondering what he'll discover. But during all of this excitement, the past few weeks, we've not heard much about the new hotel which John Fowler is building for Daddy Stratford. What has happened to it? Maybe we shall learn something along that line in today's episode. Our scene opens in Daddy Stratford's old ramshackle office near the new hotel site. Daddy is singing.
Troubles thrown away, just let all your troubles thrown away, just like a bird. Oh, your troubles thrown away, and all my troubles thrown away, just like a bird.
Hiya, Daddy.
Hey, where were you born in this island? Oh, close that door. Oh,
all right.
What you got so sparrow-like for today?
Yeah, I'm happy. My troubles flew away.
Yeah, your troubles flew away, all right, yeah. And everything with them. Say, what are you so happy about? Don't you know you're a ruined man?
Money ain't everything in the world, Danny.
No, it ain't, but it's mighty important when you haven't got any of it.
Oh, I don't know. I get along without a lot of money right now.
Is that what makes you so happy today?
No. I got bigger and better reasons to be happy. Besides, what if I am happy?
Yes, what if you are happy? I'll buy it.
Why, you don't know how lucky we are, Danny. We got blessings and you don't know it.
Yeah, point them out. Maybe I don't see so well today, Daddy.
Yeah, I say you don't. Lesson number one, Mary's getting well. That's a blessing, ain't it?
Yes, sure, of course. We all want Mary to get well.
And blessing number two, you and Fritters are getting along all right now. Cooling like a couple little sick dogs.
Hey, what is this?
Blessing number three, Max is all right. He's come through this terrible time. Why, when I found him wandering down there in the woods near the river, I was afraid he was going to jump in. He thought sure and Mary was down there calling to him, and now he's all right.
Say, you never told me before about that. You never said what was the matter with Max the day that he wandered off like that.
I don't either. At least we talk about those things, the better. You'd have to lose your mind, too, wouldn't you, if somebody told you Phyllis was on her deathbed?
Well, I guess I would.
Oh, my troubles flew away just like a bird. Blessing number four, Doc Benson says he thinks we can use this phrase. Only it's a secret, and only him and Max knows about it.
Yeah, well, how about you?
Well, we're on it too now, but don't you say anything, eh?
I don't see that it makes much difference. We got so much bad publicity about the poison water. Even if we can prove it wasn't the spring, people won't believe it. Daddy, you don't know how dumb people are that way. Why, when I was in Chicago...
Now, just a minute, just a minute. You go to Chicago and spend a few days, and you come back thinking everybody's dumb. You act like a ninny, Danny.
Yeah, but, Daddy, it's true. People will believe anything once it gets in the paper.
Yeah. Well, I once said, Danny, a little bit of knowledge is bad as a little bit of ignorance. They're both like the cinder in the eye. They might be small, but they cause a powerful lot of trouble.
Now, you didn't say that first, Daddy. You got that out of a book. And you got a couple of things mixed up in that old saw. That's why it hasn't got any teeth.
Hey, are you ridiculing your old gray-haired father like that?
Oh, go on, Daddy. You spring that one every time I get you in a corner.
I'll say he does, Daddy. That old dad of yours is the worst prevaricator in seven counties.
Now, you John Fowler, you're setting my son against me. Were you born in a chicken coop? Shut that door. What's the matter with you?
My mistake, Stratton.
I did it, too.
My mistake. I thought this was a chicken coop.
Well, what'd you come over for? To insult me in my own office?
Of what? You call this lean-to, these couple of slats in the chair, an office?
He calls it more than that, Mr. Fowler. He calls it his executive office.
Oh, shut up.
Fine executive officers, and a rip-snorting executive he is.
Hey, what are you two doing, ganging up on me? I'll throw you both out now. Well, just wait till I get my new hotel. I'll show you real executive offices. And I show you a real executive, by gosh.
You're all right, Daddy.
Daddy?
Yeah?
I'm afraid there won't be any executive offices for you to sit in.
What? John Fowler, are you going to try to take away my offices? Take them away before the plane's hooked? I warn you,
Fowler. Oh,
I...
just a minute, Stratford. I'm not aiming to take anything away from you. You can have the executive offices for all I care.
Yeah, that's better.
The point is, Daddy, there isn't going to be a new hotel in Sanders.
What? What do you mean there ain't going to be a new hotel in Sanders?
Say, this isn't a joke, Mr. Fowler.
No. I never was more serious in my life.
Oh, but you can't mean that, John. Max wouldn't... Oh, no. Max wouldn't hear of it, neither would Mary.
Oh, I know they're going to feel pretty bad when they hear about it.
You mean they don't know?
Well, no. I thought I'd break it to you two first. You can sort of help me out in breaking it to them.
Yeah, but what is all this, John? Who says we ain't going to have a new hotel?
Well, we're not going to have a new hotel unless we build it ourselves. And I don't know where we'll get the money.
Oh. It's that good-for-nothing Chicago office of yours again, I know.
Mr. Fowler,
yeah. It
wasn't because we lost that big order for Stratford Springs water.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that and other things. I'm doubtful about this whole thing now. We can't keep up a 1,000-room hotel in this town without the spring water. We just can't do it, Stratford.
No, I suppose not. But we don't know yet that the water is bad.
We know Mary got stricken from it, and it got publicity all over the country. That's enough for me.
You think the publicity really got around a good bit, Mr. Fowler?
Did it? Oh, say, the next morning after Mary was taken to the hospital, my Chicago office was burning the wires down here, wanting to know what this was all about. The papers were full of it. Mary Southern is suddenly stricken from health water, which was about to be put on the market. Those are almost the very words they said. I tell you, they're scared stiff about this water now.
But, John, what if they find out that the health water is not dangerous? What if they find out that it's all right?
Won't make any difference, Stratford. They still won't believe it. Besides, they'll feel funny drinking it.
That's just what I told him, Mr. Fowler, but he won't believe me. I'm only his son.
No, no, don't say that, Danny. I'm not ready to give up the ship yet.
Well, Daddy, I hate to do it. I know what all this means to you and Danny here, and to Mary and to Max, to the whole town of Sanders. It was our one chance to put this town on the map, but we just can't butt up against the stone wall now, can we?
I'm not so sure yet that it is a stone wall.
See, I just got an idea. Say, Mr. Fowler, why couldn't we get out a lot of big publicity saying the water is not poisonous? You know, run big ads in the papers and go on the radio, have an exciting radio story or something. Well, why couldn't we do that and have testimonial letters by people who drink the water? Hey, what about that?
Yeah, rip snorting idea, Danny. We're full of them. Oh. But who's going to pay for all this publicity and advertisers and radio and... All that stuff costs money. We ain't got it.
Yes, Stratford, I'm afraid you're right this time.
Hey, Fowler, I'll have you understand I'm always right.
All right. Have it your way this time. I don't feel like quarreling. The only thing is, my Chicago office says they can't help us on the hotel. And I have all my money tied up there. So I guess the only thing we can do is just drop the plans for the new hotel before we spend any more money on the foundations.
Well, Johnny, I guess you're right this time, too. We can't spend money we ain't got. It used to be such a nice hotel. Great, big, airy rooms. A garden out in front. Nice, shady trees along the streets and... Well, what do you call them? Court. Inside to sit around and sleep in. We was going to have people here from all over the country, drinking the health water and rest and getting acquainted and going back to their jobs and their offices like many people. Well, I guess it's all gone now.
Yeah. Well, Pop, I guess this means I got to leave Sanders. I got to get away from the city. Well, I got to get where I can get a job to make me some money and keep my family. You know, maybe I can get a job selling health water for some other concern. Yeah. After all, I did sell that big order, even if we couldn't deliver it.
Well, it's not so hard on you two as it is on me. I have to break the news to Mary and Max. Just can't bring myself to do it. Well, I guess maybe I ought to get me a bracer first.
Yeah, maybe we all need a bracer right now. Here's my hat. Wait a minute, John.
Oh, such is life.
What's that? You doing any business on the side here?
None of your wisecracks, Fowler. Now, just a minute.
It's probably Phyllis calling for me.
Hello? Hello, Alfred G. Stradwick speaking. Oh? Oh, Max. Sure, sure. What do you want, Max? Sure, I can come. Where are you? What? You found what? You don't say. Sure, I'll be right over as fast as I can get there. Well, what do you suppose that is?
Hey, what's up, Daddy? What did Max say?
Yes, don't stand there like an old dodo.
It was Max. He's over at the bottling works and wants me to come right over as fast as we can.
Well, we know that, but what else?
Yeah, Max says he's found out something very important. He wouldn't say what it was, but it's something there in the bottling works. Where's my hat? I got to hurry. Maybe something very important. Hey, do you see my hat, Danny? Where is my hat? I've got
it. You got it on your head.
Oh, Johnny, I've got...
What could it be that Max Tilly has discovered over at the bottling works? And does it concern our friends and the writing of their plans? We certainly hope so. For we don't know how Mary and Max are going to take it when they learn that the plans for Daddy's new hotel, in which they're so interested, are off. Be sure to listen to next Monday's episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you with the compliments of Heinz, honey, and almond cream.